Okay, so today I'm with Zev Robinson, who's lives in a place called Caudete de los Fuentes. Tell us about it, Zev.
Well, this is a small village in the Hotel Requena region of Valencia, Spain. And this is where we live in a house where my wife is originally from. We moved here 7 years ago from London, and I'm a filmmaker and artist. About 4 or 5 years ago, I started making documentaries on wine and the production and historical and cultural side of wine, dealing with those issues rather than wine as a finished drink and product.
Okay, well, tell us about one of the documentaries. You made one about the wine from this area, from Hotel Requena.
Well, that was the first one that I did. I knew very little about wine at the time. I went for a walk in the vineyards, which is about 50 meters from where we live, and decided to do a small video project on how the grapes get from here to bottles of wine on the shelves of supermarkets in London. I thought it would be a very simple tracing the steps kind of thing. And all of a sudden I found myself found a story about the history of the region, how there was a particular grape variety called Bobal, how it was relatively unknown, how it wasn't found in other places, how bulk wine had gone down in popularity and profitability over the last decade or two, and how smaller wineries were taking that the place of the large cooperatives.
Okay, so that's led on to you making other documentaries as well about wine in Spain and in Portugal,
yeah.
I believe.
Yeah, so then I discovered this new world. I started traveling all across Spain, and I've filmed a lot of material that will eventually get made into another documentary. In the meantime, I did something on Dinastía Vivanco, which is a family-owned winery in La Rioja and is, you know, a success story, a rags-to-riches story about someone who had a lot of vision, a lot of foresight, a lot of will and determination and hard work, and went from a delivery boy basically to owning a large winery and the world's best wine museum. And now I'm just finishing something on Portugal and the history of the Douro, which makes port wine, and its the relationship between that region and Britain. So there's a whole 300 years of history behind it, and so it goes well beyond just wine.
Okay, and so you can get hold of these DVDs with subtitles?
Yeah.
Of course. Yeah. Where can people get hold of them?
They can write me at zevrobinson at gmail.com.
Okay. Is there a website they can go to at the moment?
There's either that one or lifeonthedouro.com has a website. Others do not.
Okay, well, I'll include that in the notes. Okay. What are your plans for your next one?
The next one will be about Ribes del Duero, and won't be about wine, but about sustainability, agriculture, and food in a lost region next to the Portuguese border that very few people know about, and that represents or shows life in Spain the way it was lived about 50 years ago.
And there are still plenty of areas in Spain which live that type of life, yeah? Real Spain, yeah?
Well, I don't know if it's real or not real, but certainly something special and fascinating. And we'll talk about issues that a lot of people talk about in theory, but people there actually live that lifestyle of you producing their own food, mm-hmm. and producing their own food.
Excellent. Thanks a lot, Zev.
Okay.